Welcome to the Power of Your Story Virtual Summit. We are so excited to welcome you on this journey to amplify your impact, skyrocket your business, and change lives through the power of your unique story. Be sure to listen to the daily prayer along with the speaker sessions and participate in the daily challenge to receive not just inspiring information, but to be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And don't forget to download the free gifts provided by each speaker, which is an opportunity to go deeper on what they shared. Enjoy this session of the Power of Your Story Virtual Summit. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another awesome session of the Power of Your Story Summit. I'm loving these sessions and all the stories and how powerful storytelling can really be. And I'm excited for our next speaker. Chris Castro is amazing. We actually met online through Pinnacle Forum, which is a Christian-based forum group. And we've been connected ever since. So we've had an opportunity to, she's been on my podcast and now an opportunity to be on the summit. So I'm excited to have this conversation with Chris today, all about the power of your story. But I do want to officially introduce Chris, so you guys know exactly who she is. With over 30 years of biblical leadership experience as an ICF certified coach, trainer, facilitator, and inspirational speaker, Chris Castro shepherds marketplace and ministry leaders into the fullness that Jesus wants for them, according to John 10:10, and inspires and encourages them to courageously launch into their next level of faith and growth with Jesus. Next level is so important. And she does this by developing an adventure mindset. I love adventure. That's one of my core values. So I love that it's an adventure mindset. They can lead from an upside down perspective, as Jesus did, stepping into the unknown and boldly fighting the good fight to finish the race, coming from 2 Timothy 4:7-8. He has divinely and uniquely selected for them to significantly impact their sphere of influence for his glory. Chris is also adept at active listening to guide individuals into safe, sacred, conversational spaces to explore new options, make decisions, and create impactful plans that move them into new seasons of life. Chris is also the founder of Greater Atlanta Christian Chamber of Coalition, GAC3. So excited to have Chris on the summit as a speaker with us. Welcome to the summit, Chris.
Welcome. Thank you.
You are so welcome. So we just read your amazing bio and all the amazing things that you do in the world. But I always on these summits like to kind of get fun facts about individuals, because there are certain things that, you know, are not in our bios, and maybe even things that friends and family members don't necessarily know. And people really resonate with it. They always connect with those weird things, right? Those fun or weird things that, about ourselves. So I always like to start off each interview just asking the speaker to tell us a fun fact, something that people may or may not know that may be interesting for the audience to know.
Sure. I think most people that know me well know this, but I'm assuming most people listening to this is probably the first time we've connected. So when I was growing up, I always loved motorcycles. I always loved kind of watching them. And then when I was old enough, I started riding on the back of motorcycles with friends that had them. And then finally, in 2000, I think it was 2001, I finally had a job where I was being paid enough to buy a motorcycle.
Wow, that's adventurous.
So I bought my bike. But what was funny, and this is the fun fact, is about 10 years earlier, I had taken, when I was in Georgia, I was taking a motorcycle safety course and got my license, but never could afford a bike for 10 years. Mm-hmm. So when I bought the bike, I couldn't remember how to ride because I had not been riding the bike in that many time. And I had to have a friend of mine drive it off the lot.
Wow.
We went We went to a parking lot 2 days later so I could relearn how to ride. And that was a funny experience because you do the twists and the turns and inevitably you drop it. So but no damage, and I kept going, and I was riding on my own within a couple of days.
Yeah, I love that example of your fun fact because I think it really embraces that adventure spirit, adventure mindset. You know, riding a motorcycle to me is like kind of being adventurous. You have to be kind of adventurous to have that type of spirit. So I love that. But it also shows the importance of desire. Like you had a desire to ride a bike, to have a bike that 10 years before you got your license and everything, before you could even get or purchase a bike. So sometimes the seed is planted, but it may take 5, 10, 15, 20 years before we get the actual thing that we have a desire for. So I love that fun fact that you shared because I feel there's a lesson that we can learn just in that fun fact that you shared about us. And I'm sure there's people out there that are probably wanting a bike or have rode a bike or desiring to have a bike. So that can be an inspiration for them too. So that's
Yeah, and
awesome.
it's never too late to learn. I don't care how old you are, never too late.
Exactly. So we're going to do something a little bit different in this session, and we're going to start off with hearing Chris's story. So we're actually going to hear the audio of her story. So I'm going to share this with you guys, and you're going to hear it, and then we're going to come back and have a conversation around Chris's story. So let's pay attention and listen to Chris's story. Here we go.
Hi, my name is Chris Castro, and this is my story. Ever since high school, I've been an easygoing woman with a passionate zeal for life. And for decades, I watched the Lord come through for me pretty much in any situation. And then one day, in my late 40s, I felt the Lord fail me in such a huge way that I began to question everything about his character, and I wondered if I could ever trust him again. During this time, I was experiencing a very intense season of injustice, continual false accusations, and oppressive condemnation from somebody very close to me. During that time, I pleaded for the Lord to intervene over and over, but he just was totally silent. And in that silence, bitterness, anger, and resentment against the Lord and my circumstances took root inside me. For 2 years, those feelings simmered and boiled daily at various degrees. And then one day, to my complete surprise, my anger turned into tangible rage. In that moment, I lost all control and really scared myself. It was then that I knew I needed help, and I really wondered if I'd ever get back to the easygoing woman I used to be. The help I found was through Celebrate Recovery, a Christian 12-step program that helps people process their hurts, habits, and hang-ups with the Lord. CR became my lifeline back to sanity as the Holy Spirit led me through each step of surrender and forgiveness to a deeper level of healing and recovery. As I reflect back on those years of injustice, emotional pain, and brokenness, I realize something. The betrayal I felt against God, well, it was because I couldn't imagine why a loving king would allow me to suffer so much for so long. When I finally allowed Jesus to be Almighty King over my entire life and truly surrendered to Him, it was then that I realized a loving King will never override somebody's free will, even if one of His kids has to suffer. But what He will do is redeem that very painful circumstance in His perfect timing. The Lord brought beauty out of my ashes through a mysterious paradox. Instead of rescuing me, He left me in that very painful circumstance to grow my faith at a much deeper level than I ever thought possible, which bore more fruit than I ever could have imagined. Through that paradox, I began to understand who the Holy Spirit truly is. And the more in tune I became with the Holy Spirit, the easier it was to hear the Lord's voice, which provided wisdom and guidance whenever I needed it. After I completed my 12-step program, the Lord surprised me by inviting me on a crazy adventure with Him across the country. Through that adventure, I was completely dependent on Him. One day at a time, and often 1 hour at a time, for over 3 months and more than 12,000 miles. It was the most amazing experience I have ever had, and I never once lacked for anything. Money and provision showed up exactly when I needed it, and often in miraculous ways that only the Lord could have arranged. I look back at the last 7 years in awe. If I had not gone through that period of intense brokenness, I never would have attended Celebrate Recovery. The CR tools I learned led to a place of total surrender. True surrender developed new spiritual gifts, and those gifts prepared me for that crazy adventure. If I had never gone on that crazy adventure, I never would have learned to walk in deeper intimacy with the Lord, leading me to experience a more consistent state of inner peace, that strange, restful calm in the middle of a storm, trusting the Lord with all my needs and surrendering everything to His perfect will. I'm over 50 now, and despite everything in my life still being pretty unpredictable, I am experiencing more joy now than I ever have previously. How is that possible? Well, it's because I have found my security in the Lord, not in my finances, not in my stuff, and certainly not in my circumstances. Psalm 46:10 says, "Be still and know I am God." It is a short verse packed with a lot of power. As I live out that verse every day, I stand before the Lord as a faithful warrior and beloved daughter, diligently trusting in His unchangeable character and doing my best to see everything from God's eyes rather than my own. Please know you are not watching this video by accident. Regardless of what situation you are in now, I promise the Lord is there with you. Even if you can't feel it, and especially if nothing makes sense and everything seems unfair. The Lord wants to bring beauty out of your ashes, just like He did mine. But He needs your permission to begin that transformation process by surrendering everything to Him. It's ironic, but I've learned the more I give up control, the more freedom I actually receive. And when I let Jesus be in the driver's seat of my entire life, I can confidently wait, resting in the Lord, trusting He's going to help me with any challenges that come my way.
Wow, Chris, that was such a powerful story of a crisis of faith, brokenness, and healing. Such a great way for us to start this conversation about the power of your story, right? Because it's important for you to share your story, and you shared your story with us. So as you know, Chris, this summit is all about the power of your story, and you shared your story in the audio and video that we just watched. But I want you to let the audience know, why do you feel that someone's story in general, so not just your story, but anyone that's listening to the summit, why is it important for someone to really own their story, and why is their story powerful?
Well, it's funny that you asked that question, because you didn't prep me with any of them. But this morning when I woke up and I remembered, oh yeah, I'm being interviewed today.
Yes.
I was thinking, all right, well, Lord, you know, what do you want me to share? And He dropped Proverbs 25:11-13 into my mind. And I'm going to go ahead and read it. And the translation is from the Complete Jewish Bible.
Okay.
Excuse me. It says, like apples of gold in settings of silver is a word appropriately spoken. Like a gold earring, like a fine gold necklace is a wise reprover to a receptive ear. like the coldness of snow in the heat of the harvest, is a faithful messenger to the one who sends him. He refreshes his master's spirit.
I love that. So important. Yeah, I love that. So let's break it down scripture-wise, why it's so important to share your story based on that scripture that you just read. Let's pull out some of the elements of it. Why do you feel that biblically it's telling us to share our story?
Well, the fitly spoken, or that's the way people commonly hear it, that translation. This translation says a word appropriately spoken. It's the same meaning. But your story, my story, is a powerful representation of how to walk through difficult circumstances. And when you are sharing your story to someone or to some group or someone that overhears you that you don't even know is listening, you don't know where they are in their challenging journey. They could be at the very beginning feeling hopeless and in despair and wondering if they're ever going to get through it. They could be in the middle of their journey where they've seen some resolution, restoration, or transformation, but they're not at the end yet, and they are wondering if they're ever going to get there. And then it could be at the end of somebody's story where they've walked through it all and they have a story now. And so I guess my point is, even though the Lord does not love it when we're going through really hard things because he cares for us, he uses everything that happens to be able to help someone else. And I always say that my pain is someone else's gain. In the midst of the moment, it is not fun. I am not happy. I am not thrilled about what's going on at all, and I wish it were different. But I've been around the block long enough, and I've been through enough hard times long enough, and I've been sharing my story long enough to know that what I'm going through now, somebody will benefit later if I go through it in a way that is honorable to myself, to God, and to the people involved in the story.
Yeah, I love that. My pain is for someone else's gain. That is a golden nugget. That is a jewel right there. And it's also a selfless way to look at the trials and tribulations that we have in life. To be that strong spiritually to say, okay, I'm going through something really hard right now. I'm going through this trial. I'm going through this tribulation. But my pain, this current situation that I'm in, is actually going to benefit someone in the end. It's going to be for their gain because they're going to see that someone else was able to go through it. I think that's definitely a mindset shift. And I'd love for you to share on that, Chris, whether you feel like you have to be at a level of spiritual maturity, emotional maturity, because sometimes we can be in a situation, a trial, an obstacle, a circumstance, and feel like, why me? Right? We always hear people say, well, why me? Why did this have to happen to me? Why did this circumstance, have to happen to me of all the people? So I think you'd have to be very emotionally or spiritually mature to have that attitude, right? Don't you think, to say like, okay, I'm going through this, but I know it's going to benefit someone in the end, so I'll go through it, right?
Yes, I think the Lord brings us through lots of things to become mature. Like, I didn't wake up my whole life and have been this mature. I was not mature a long time ago. I've always had a strong faith, and I've always trusted Jesus. And there have always been hard things. And that particular story that you just heard was one of the hardest things that I've ever been through my whole life. And it was after that situation where I really started recognizing that my story is a source of healing to others, and I cannot hide it. I have to share it wherever there's an opportunity, and whenever the Lord prompts me to.
Yeah, and that's exactly what this particular session is all about, is that sharing part. It's one thing to go through your situation and come through it and say that, this is for someone else's gain, but it's another thing to be intentional about sharing it, right? You just finished saying that that was the darkest period of your life. You could have gone through it, you could have learned from it, you could even share like to friends or family members, but you've put it out on a platform for someone else to be able to hear about it. So let's talk about why you think it's important, that sharing part of your story, right? Let's talk about why is it important for us to be intentional about not just learning the lessons ourselves and maybe sharing it with friends and family, but being intentional about sharing it in a big away. Why do you think that's important?
Well, first of all, I think it's healing for the person sharing it. And it's not like with my story, I started out and it was just written and I would literally read it like a script because that's the way it's done at Celebrate Recovery when you share your story. You write it out, they had give you a word count, like it's which is a certain time frame, and you literally read it like a script, and that's it. That's how you share your story at Celebrate Recovery. Other people just share their story, right? And you can record it. You can use your cell phone to record it. Like there are a thousand mediums where you can get your story on some sort of platform, paper, video, audio. And it gives you the opportunity to share the highlights, the lowlights. In my opinion, a story is more valuable when you tell the messy stuff about you because you want to be authentic. You want to be vulnerable because part of the story is the messiness that you went through to get to the other side. So I believe that if a story doesn't contain some of the messy, while it's still valuable, it's not as helpful to someone. Because when someone is in pain going through their own stuff, when they hear a story that shares the pain that somebody else was feeling, the mistakes, the, whatever it is that somebody did, even if they don't go into specific details, but they give like a general, it helps that story feel real, and the other person will connect to it in a way, and they will start to see that there's hope because the person that gave the story is on the other side of it, or at least mostly on the other side of it.
Yeah, absolutely. I think there's so many good gems that I want to just reiterate in what you shared. I think the first point that you shared, Chris, is healing. Like just writing your story or saying your story is a healing for you as a person going through it, right? So you're coming from a place of healing yourself when you get to share it in the written form or you get to share it in the spoken form, or like you said, the many mediums that you can use. That first step is the healing of you and the healing of what you went through. Then the second is healing other people, right? For them being able to hear your message, them being able to read your message. And I love what you shared about authenticity and vulnerability. So it's not coming from a place saying, I have it all figured out. I went through this and, look at me now. It's more of like, hey, I suffered. This is the messy part of it, right? Being really authentic with the message, really vulnerable at the things that hurt, the things that were painful. That's what people really connect with, right? So I love that you talked about vulnerability. I love that you talked about authenticity. And I love that you shared about making sure that when we're sharing our message, we're sharing the messy side of things too. So I love that. So let's get into your particular topic. I know we heard your story in the amazing audio that we shared up front, but the title of your session is Crazy Might Be a Blessing in Disguise. And you shared with us about, crazy in the intro. So let's go a little bit deeper into why crazy might be a blessing in disguise. Share a little bit more with the audience why you chose that title, you chose that topic, and how that relates to the power of your story and sharing your story. Crazy might be a blessing in disguise.
Sure. Well, when you listen to my story, I alluded to this crazy adventure that the Lord took me on. And that's what my topic is about. If I had said not said yes to the Lord, I never would have had the opportunity to tell my story nationwide. And what the Lord did after that dark season and after I healed from all of that stuff is the Lord asked me to pack up my stuff and go, but he wouldn't tell me where. And that was
Slightly
crazy.
crazy. Yeah, I was gonna say slightly
And
crazy.
the Lord has always asked me to jump off cliffs, like metaphorically, like just trust me and do things. But he had never asked me to take a risk like that, just to pack up everything I own, to break my lease, pack up everything I own, put it in storage, get in the car and go and not tell me where, not tell me how I'm going to eat, not tell me where I'm going to sleep.
Yep.
Like
That sounds
great.
crazy.
It was crazy. And
Yeah.
it took me a long time. And there's lots of things that happened to confirm it, but it was confirmed. So I said yes. And I ended up traveling 14,000 miles over 3 months across the United States. And the
Wow.
Lord led me to a variety of different Celebrate Recovery groups across the country, where I would just contact them, call them if there was a phone number on the site or email if there wasn't, and say, hey, I'm going through your state. Like, do you need a testimony speaker? Because the way it works to Celebrate Recovery is 1 week is a teaching, 1 week is a testimony. And every group is different. And there are groups all over the place. And so it was, 50-50 whether or not they were going to need it. And the Lord always opened up the door for the CR group in the direction I was going. Or
That's
if the
amazing.
direction I was going didn't have a CR group, then I would adjust directions and God would open up another door. That's kind of how my GPS worked with God is like, where do you want me to go? I think you want me to go northwest. I think you want me to go this area. I think this is the city you want me to stop at. I'll just call around and see. And if somebody says yes, I'll stop. If not, I'll keep going. And that's what I did for 3 months. And every time I was given permission to speak at a CR group, after my testimony, I always had somebody come up with a similar story that I had and said, oh my gosh, I'm so glad you were here. I needed to hear this. I'm still at the beginning of my story and I needed a word of encouragement or something like that. But every place I stopped, there was somebody there who needed to hear my story to help them take the next step of their own journey. And so that's the power of your story when you're willing to share it. It doesn't have to be on a national platform. It just has to be your willingness to share it when the Lord prompts it. And so crazy might be a blessing, really goes to the fact that when the Lord is helping you journey through a hard circumstance and you get to the other side of it, acknowledging what happened, acknowledging the good, the bad, and the ugly, really watching how the Lord brought you through it and giving the testimony of what it looks like to have lived through what you went through and you're healed from it is one of the most powerful things that you can do. And that might be crazy, but it becomes a blessing to those you share it with and to yourself for doing it.
Yeah, I love it. So good, Chris. So good. So I have a couple questions to ask you when you were on the journey. Well, first of all, it reminds me of Abraham. I've shared that with you before, immediately with your story where God says to Abraham, I'm gonna send you to a place you don't know, pick up your family and leave. I was like, okay, this is an Abraham story, right? It's just like Abraham. But one of the questions that I specifically had for you as you were going on your journey and you reached these different groups with the potential to speak, what about finances? Like, were you compensated for speaking at these groups? So the doors of opportunity opened up for compensation, or Were you concerned about money? You know, it's kind of like, I know God can drop the manna from heavens, but what was that? What did that look like? Did you have savings in your bank account where you felt comfortable doing this for 3 months? Let's talk about the finances aspect of it.
Sure. Well, and that's what's funny. And by the way, I wrote the book is called Crazy Might Be a Blessing in Disguise, which has all the stories and the entire start to finish journey for that. If you're interested, and I believe you're going to put that in the show notes.
Yep,
But
definitely.
to answer your question, I've owned my own business since 2008, and it was in a season of desert dry. Like hardly anything was happening. So there was hardly any money. But I did have like one client who was a consultant, and I would do work for him and for his clients. It wasn't a lot of money at the time, it was some. But the Lord had been really teaching me before I left on this journey that he and only he is my provider.
Absolutely.
And so when I left on this journey, I basically told that one boss, hey, listen, the Lord is asking me to do this. And he was a Christian, so he knew me really well because we had been friends for a long time. And he was like, well, that's really weird, but not unlike you, so okay. I'm like, is it okay if you really try to give me any assignments that I have significantly ahead of time, so that, because I don't know where I'm going to be, I don't know if I'm going to have internet access, I have no idea.
Exactly.
Like, if you give me time, I'll find a coffee shop. Like, I'll do it somewhere in the United States. I'll stop and do work, but you're going to have to give me time. And he was like, all right, like, sure, no problem. So that was a little bit of income that came in. Before I left, people who loved me but thought I was crazy, handed me some money and like, I can't believe you're doing this. Please take this cash because I don't want you to starve. And so I had some cash. But most of the journey was a faith walk. It was just a faith walk. And I recall one story, and this is in the book, where I stopped at a CR. Oh, and by the way, I wasn't compensated. Like, they do not pay CR people for testimonies. This is a give back as part of your recovery journey. You are giving your story back to people in the room because you were given stories and you were healed through
Makes sense.
Jesus. Like, so it's always free. So I was struggling. I didn't have a whole lot of money to get from point A to point B, and I still wasn't really sure where point B was at this point. And I gave my testimony. I stayed afterwards to go to the discussions afterwards, and people were asking me questions because I was a speaker and I was giving them some more information. And then afterwards, just before I was going to leave and get in my car, because and every CR group that I spoke at hosted me, so I had a place to stay and I had food. Like, they always hosted me, let me stay somewhere, and they fed me, which was great. So I'm just about getting ready to leave the church where the CR group was hosted to go back to the place I was supposed to stay that evening. And this lady walks up to me and shakes my hand. And in her hand is an envelope. And I'm thinking, all right, I don't know what this is, but okay, fine. She says, thank you. I'm so appreciative that you're here. And I just put the envelope in my pocket, walked out to the car. I get in the car, open up the envelope, and it was $100. And she didn't know it, but I literally didn't have much gas in my car, and I didn't know how I was going to pay for gas to leave the next day. And that's just one story of how the Lord showed up and showed off. And there were so many more stories that are in the book. And it's just amazing when you say yes to the Lord, how he provides. You just have to trust that he's going to provide. You don't need to know everything up front.
Yeah, so good, Chris. I love it. It's that obedience factor, right? Once we are obedient to what God is calling us to do in this season, He will provide Jehovah Jireh, right? But there has to be a level of trust to know that he will provide and he will use many different sources, many different people to provide for you, but you just have to trust the process and trust and be obedient. So I love that that whole trust factor was a part of your journey and you saw God show up and show out many ways along the way. And I also love what you said about GPS, because as you were using the GPS system in your car to get you to where you needed to go, there was another GPS that was at work too. It was God's positioning system, right?
Yes,
God's positioning
exactly.
you in the right places for your story to reach the right people at the right time. So I think in the spiritual realm, it was the GPS of God's positioning system. And in the physical realm, it was the GPS of your car telling you where you need to go next. So I really had to really point out that God's positioning system is something that we can't ignore because he wants to place us in the right places and in the right positions where we can make an impact and make a difference to the people who need it most. So I love that so much. And I definitely encourage our listeners for this summit to go get the book. You know, this is just a little snippet of it, so I can't even imagine all the amazing stories on this journey. So be sure to pick up the book. Crazy Might Be a Blessing in Disguise to learn a lot more about Chris's journey and her experience and what she went through and how God provided through what she did in those 3 months. So I'm excited for that. So I wanted to end on this last note by asking, what one thing would you suggest to someone to step into the power of their story? Whether it's a first step, whether it's a guidance, whether it's an insight, but what is that one thing you would suggest someone who maybe is timid or scared or not sure, whatever state they may be in right now about their story, what would you encourage them? What would you say to them in order to step into the power of their story?
I would encourage them to just start writing down the key elements of their story. They don't have to flesh it out to be proper. They don't have to flesh it out to be shareable. Just start writing it down because when you're ready, those key points will give you just really good starter points to share it. And then, just ask Jesus, like, how do you want me to put this together? I started writing my story in the really messy middle of it. And it was like, if I had given somebody that story, it would have been raw and overwhelming and not helpful, right? It would have not been helpful. And the entire time I was writing my story, fully intending to share it, I knew this was not the story I was going to share. This was me vomiting the therapeutic aspect of my story onto paper so that I could process it. But it wasn't until after I healed and got to the other side of it that I was able to really share this story in a way that was impactful rather than feeling like I was vomiting my story all over everybody.
Yeah, I love that. So good. And it's also similar to what we were saying before, that healing part. Sometimes that healing part is just getting it out. Just get it out, you know, whether you need to press a tape recorder and just speak it, or whether you need to write it, just get it out of your system first. And then, as Chris mentioned, then you process it. What elements of this can be helpful for someone? You know, definitely going through that process is a part of the healing. And then at the end of it, you realize, okay, this is the message. This is how it can be helpful. So it really is a process, getting it out first, processing it, and then reaching the point where you realize, okay, this is something that's shareable and helpful for other people. So I love that. Definitely just get it out. I think that message is really start, you know, whether it's writing it, speaking it. The first step for someone who wants to really step into the power of their story is to get it out. Get it out of you first, and then let the process begin. So I love that that's the advice that you would suggest to someone to step into the power of their story. Well, I appreciate you, Chris, so much for being a part of the Power of Your Story Summit. So, how can people connect with you, Chris? And what is the giveaway that you wanted to share?
Well, there's two ways for people to connect with me. If they are interested in just learning more about my company, Shift Inc., they can go to begin T-O-2-shift.com. And that's in the bio. You'll have how to spell that. It's T-O-2. And then if you're in the Metro Atlanta area, I would love for you to consider learning more about the Christian Chamber of Commerce, that Christian Chamber Coalition that we are starting. And you can go to GATLCCC.com and sign up for the interest form and just get on our mailing list. But the
Awesome.
freebie, if for those of you who heard my story and really resonate with wanting to step into the next season of your life, I'm not a therapist, so it cannot be therapy related. But if you are at a place as to where you're really willing and able to step into the next season of your life and you want some help with that, just schedule a coffee and conversation with me. No obligation. You know, at the end of it, I'll say, hey, do you want to talk about what a coaching program might look like? And we'll discuss that. No pressure. That coffee and conversation is on my website. You can look for the little coffee and conversation icon or the link and just sign up for it.
Yeah, definitely. I encourage you as you listen to this to sign up for it and have that conversation with Chris. You never know where that may take you on your journey as you learn to share your story. And also, Chris has generously donated to the VIP access. So if you do have VIP access, you will be able to get a gift from Chris through that. So I did want to mention that. And Chris, if you wanted to share a little bit about what that is.
Sure. So the VIP gift is actually a PDF copy of the book that I mentioned. So you'll get that electronically. And you'll also get a complimentary 45-minute coaching session, which means that you get to come to the table. I'll have you fill out a form with some kind of points about what we're going to discuss. And I'll spend 45 minutes, give or take, coaching you through it. And at the end of it, depending on what you want at the end of the meeting, hopefully you'll walk away with, something, whether it's a plan or, a change of perspective or whatever. I can't guarantee anything because I'm not God, but I promise that the meeting will be valuable and it will give you the space and opportunity to talk through whatever the topic is that you want to bring to the table.
I love it. Thank you so much, Chris. So definitely, if you want to elevate and not just have a conversation, but have coaching from Chris along with the download for a book, I do encourage you to go ahead and sign up for VIP access so you can get access to that. Thank you so much, Chris. This has been a great conversation. I love how the spirit led this conversation, and I appreciate you so much for being a part of the Power of Your Story Summit.
Thank you for listening to this session of the Power of Your Story Virtual Summit. If you haven't already, be sure to listen to the daily prayer at the top of the page and make sure you check out the daily challenge. The challenges are specific to each category and are located at the bottom of the page. Are you thinking that you won't be able to listen to, learn from, or enjoy each of the 24 interview sessions? No worries. Simply upgrade to the Power of Your Story All Access Premium Pass. You'll get lifetime access to all 24 recordings, plus the Power of Your Story swag bag worth over $2,555. There's no better time than right now to create and promote your story and skyrocket your business, and you'll have access to the tools you need forever. Click the link to upgrade right here on the page. Thank you again, and stay tuned for the next speaker.